that was sodium by bones. Now, recent news is coming up that TK, the rapper TK, who has been in prison for like years, since 2017 or 2016, whatever, he has finally been sentenced to 55 years in prison for capital murder, basically home invasion that has been turned deadly. Psychopaths by Xavier Wolf. Now, recent news is coming up that MTV VMA Awards. Now, MTV is in a tough spot with Ariana Grande's VMA nominations because she's basically being absent due to the fact that she has sweetener shows the night before and after the 2019 MTV VMAs. Basically, they're in a tough spot because of that. That's pretty sad. The last time she wasn't there in a award ceremony was the Grammys. It's pretty fucking depressing if you think about it. But to be honest with you, she needs to take care of herself. I do love Ariana Grande. I have big love for her. I love her work. I love how hardworking she is. She needs to take a well-deserving break, honestly. After the tours, after the Sweetener and Thank You Next tour, she does need to take a break from it, actually. Just to get her some rest and stuff. She deserves it after making a lot of people happy for her music and stuff. She needs to take care of herself. So right now, there are a lot of updates for the Kyoto Animation arson attack that nearly killed 30 people. God rest their souls, honestly. Right now, the guy has been identified as... In July 20th, it's been identified, the person has been identified as Shinji Aoba. He's been identified by police who set the Kyoto Animation Studio on fire. So basically, he did it because someone stole his novel. It's been alleged by the police. I repeat, alleged. They plagiarized my work. Call the president. I have something to tell them. So, I guess he's been mentally troubled. Basically, it's actually scary how 33 people are passed away, 33 young people that are working besides for an animation company. Like, think about it, if you were in their shoes, they didn't know that it was actually gonna be their last day. They didn't even expect it. I wouldn't expect it if I were in their shoes, honestly. Other than that, there was also a GoFundMe for them, for the animation that was on fire, for the animation company that's been set on fire. It passed the 2 million mark, actually. People were actually donating to that animation. It's actually amazing. Right now, as we heard that many of their works have been lost for seasonal animes and stuff. They have been lost. So during this time, if you can, you could at least buy something from Kyoto Animation website. Though it is from Japanese, I think someone opened a thread on Twitter to show you how to buy it from that website. Since it is Japanese, it would be a lot more difficult to ship it from Japan to wherever you're at, actually. But yeah, I wish the families and friends of the 33 victims well, and God bless them, honestly.